Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
On Star 94.
Atlanta United sent to their worst margin of defeat in club history tonight. They give up the most goals they've ever given up. 6-1 to Columbus Crew tonight. It's only one match. You have to hope you can flush it and move on. I will say this. Last year, Atlanta United five times suffered multi-goal defeats, and in three of the five subsequent matches, they got results, including two wins. So even last year, which was a little bit of a wayward season for Atlanta United, they did find ways to bounce back off of all this. Look, clearly, you're missing Thiago Almada. You're missing Brooks Lennon. I think you really missed Giakoumakis tonight. There was really no involvement by the strikers whatsoever because they did not get service. So that was a big factor in this game. But Andrew Gudman's apparent injury late in the first half was really the tipping point that sent this all off the rails for Atlanta United, it seems.
Your two biggest misses tonight were Miles Robinson and Luis Abram, because you didn't have any other center backs. Noah Cobb, I thought, was fine. There's really not much of an issue with him on the goals, but you didn't have another center back. When Gutman went out, you didn't have a whole lot of options, because as we talked about in the first half, Andrew Gutman was the auxiliary center back in those moments where Columbus had two up top with Russell Rowe and Ramirez. And when they were starting to push that, Gutman would stay home and tuck in and be the third center back, so you had three to deal with their two. When he was lost, Wiley doesn't do that. That's not Wiley's game. He's playing as a winger right now. Moving to left back was even asking him for a big change in what he's done this season. McFadden was the other option there, and that's really it. You know, you didn't have a lot of fullbacks either because of Ronald Hernandez being in national team duty. It is one of those nights, and it's a very bad night at the office, and it's a night that you have to learn some things from and then burn the tape. Because it's a night that doesn't erase four really good nights either. And that's another element to it. You can't let it linger. You can't let it affect next week. You can't let it affect the next day on the training ground. That's what it can't affect from a negative perspective. I think there's some players who I showed some things in this one, good and bad, that are going to carry forward. And that's going to be the job for Gonzalo Pineda and his coaching staff to take what you can out of this and then move on.
Man of the match brought to you by Heineken, the man who led Atlanta United tonight with 6-1 tackles, 7 clearances, and 3 fouls in a chippy match, Franco Ibarra.
Yeah, and I think he led in personality, too. And this is a 21-year-old player who is really in, outside of a run at Argentinos Juniors during the COVID era, where there were no fans in the stands, and he played consistently for them in a short league/cup competition. This is the first time he's been handed the reins as a starter, no questions. And he added to that standard so far tonight. He was really good, not just in those moments with the tackle, not just in those moments of winning the ball back. I thought he was good on the ball, but he was best in his personality, trying to lead by example. For a young player at that age to take that on, that is a great sign, and that's something that you take out of tonight and try to build around going forward.
Franco Ibarra, the man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. By the way, with those six tackles tonight. I want to remind you that Chick-fil-A is committed to helping fight food insecurity and is proud to partner with Atlanta United and Soldiers Angels to help tackle veteran hunger. All season long, when a United player successfully makes a tackle, Chick-fil-A donates 100 pounds of food to feed a military or veteran family in need for a month. For more info and to see how you can help, visit ATLUTD.com/community.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The statistical recap tonight brought to you by Piedmont. Stats are obscene tonight for Atlanta United. No sugarcoating it. 15-2, the shots Columbus. Shots on target, 6-1 Columbus. Possession, 54-46 Columbus. Key passes, 11-1 Columbus. Atlanta United with only one key pass on the whole night. No way to sugarcoat that. That's awful. Expected goals, 2.01 to 0.07 in favor of Columbus. Let's go to the highlights now. I'm going to spare you all six Columbus goals. We're just going to pick maybe the two most decisive. The first one was the first goal coming in the first half. Little bit of a fluky situation, a deflected cross by Santi Sosa. If the cross had been better, Sosa is probably either playing it out for a corner or trapping it. Instead, the poor quality of the cross actually kind of played it into a favorable deflection, and Aiden Morris was able to score off it. Quinton going down the right wing for Farsi, pops it ahead towards Matan. Brooks Lennon playing on the left side is able to control. Pass to Guzan wide of his near post. Brad will clear. Knocked down by Quinton, though, to Nagby in the midfield.
It's a good win by Quinton.
Up ahead to Matan again. Left attacking, right attacking third. Dribbling into the box, right side. Cross, bouncing, deflects, headed into the net! By Aiden Morris! And Columbus has the 1-0 lead.
It's a little lucky in that moment because of the cross not being the best from Matan. And there's nothing on Sosa on that. It's not like he made it at a misplay. He's got to try to block that cross. It deflects up. And if you're looking for something out of it, is why is Aiden Morris the first one to react? Because he was. And he gets to the header and puts it home. It's from a short distance, but he was the first one to get to it. He's on his toes and made the play.
Sosa, in my opinion, had a poor night tonight, but that goal, maybe not quite
right.
His fault.
It's not he had a poor night, but it's not because of that.
Now, after that point, that goal came in the 14th minute, and after that point, I would say actually Atlanta United probably had the better of the play the remainder of the first half until Andrew Gutman's injury right before halftime.
And we are hearing Gonzalo Pineda speaking to the media right now. We're hearing that what Pineda was told was that it was an injury, something in the groin. So there's no way you're going to know yet as to what severity or how long that could be or anything.
But that's not new for him, unfortunately.
He had a quad last year. He didn't have a groin last year.
So similar.
If it's the groin, then I actually feel a little bit better about it because it's not the same thing. If it starts to be the same muscle, that can be a concern. But we also don't know if it was he felt something and this was precautionary or it's an injury. We just don't know yet. But possibility that you don't see Andrew Gutman at least next week with that muscle injury.
And you don't know if Ronald Hernandez is going to be back from Venezuela either.
You'll have him back. I mean, you'll have these guys back. You don't know how long you'll have in terms of training. They'll be here. They'll be in Atlanta Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the absolute latest, but I don't think any of them are that far away. But are they going to be ready to play 90 if needed? That's the question mark for all of the players coming back.
A question for stoppage time later in the week. So 1-0 Columbus at halftime. Then they scored again. Ramirez in the 47th minute. Then they scored again. Quinton in the 51st minute off a corner. And then this, we thought, maybe the prettiest goal for Columbus in the second half as Marrera assisted Ramirez to make it 4-0. Guzan at the edge of his 18, bounces it down the middle. Ibarra tips it back to Peralta. Peralta walks it out of the left defensive third and then gives it away to Marrera at the halfway line.
Because Barry made the run away from it.
Back down the middle to Ramirez. They'll shoot from a tough angle and score. 4-0 Columbus. Atlanta United is getting absolutely picked apart.
The backbreaker was before that. It's really the third goal that was the backbreaker. But this one kind of encapsulates Atlanta United's night in terms of not connecting. It's a situation where Barry is showing that it looks like he's going to check back to be that target forward to help get out of trouble. But he then takes off. He wants the ball played over the top so he can go run. But it's played to where they thought he was going to check back. And that forces – that's the giveaway, and you're dead at that point because you're not set to defend that. You're getting out into the attack as that happens. When you turn it over there in that way, it's just up to the other team to punish you, and they did. It's a good finish from Christian Ramirez.
So 4-0 Columbus at that point. They made it 5-0 on a Jason Russell Rowe goal, and then Atlanta United scored their only goal of the match in the 71st minute. This is the hot play of the match brought to you by Scana. Here's Arruzzi now on the left side, dribbling in a 3v2 down the left wing, play two down the left ahead to Caleb Wiley. Wiley, left side of the 18, his cross is blocked by Quinton, bounces out inside the arc to Arruzzi, who flicks to Lennon, tough angle shot, score! 5-1 as Brooks Lennon spoils the clean sheet and scores for the first time this year. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today.
Just a nice finish from Brooks Lennon, keeping his head, and it's a shot from out near the top of the 18 that he places really well. No chance for Schulte to keep it out. It's in the far side netting, and a good goal for Lennon.
And then it looked like maybe Atlanta United had a second. Juanjo Peralta on a header, but he was offside, and then Columbus in stoppage time scored with Arfston to make it 6-1. That is the final score. Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total, currently $2,000. Have some final thoughts from Columbus after this. Atlanta United falls to Columbus Crew 6-1 on the full-time report on Star 94.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the full-time report
on Star 94.
All right, so again, a 6-1 loss for Atlanta United tonight here in Columbus. Welcome back to the full-time report, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. You know what's interesting, Jason, and again, worst margin of defeat for Atlanta United, most goals they've ever allowed. The 2018 team ended up losing six times by multi-goal deficits. By far, the most multi-goal losses of any Atlanta United team. Believe it or not, they won the championship. Do you know what the record was following a multi-goal loss?
Not off the top of my head.
5-0-1. So, to me, look, it's early in the season, and yeah, you had a lot of guys out tonight, and you don't want to overreact to anything, but I do think it's important for Atlanta United to have some kind of positive response. And when I say positive response, I mean 3 points against the Red Bulls this coming Saturday. The question will be, who can give you 90 minutes among your international call-ups? Because you're going to need as much help as you can get from
them. Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys play Monday, and some of them might not play in that Monday game. Like Yorgos Yakimakis, it's a friendly for Greece in that one. It was a Euro qualifier against Gibraltar. Maybe he doesn't play. I would expect that Miles Robinson plays in CONCACAF Nations League. That's on Monday. Thiago Almada might play a little bit in Argentina for them. I don't think he'll start. We just don't know, but players will be back in time to play on Saturday. It's just an unknown until they get back, and really until they play their last game, what their level of fitness will be for the match on Saturday. I think some of this that you have to keep in mind about the way Atlanta United plays is they play on the edge. And they play on the edge in terms of getting numbers forward. They take risks. They play on the edge in terms of the counter pressure. They're trying to force turnovers. They take risks in that. They don't play safe, and they never will under Gonzalo Pineda. And honestly, they haven't played all that safe under anybody. here. Probably Frank DeBoer was the safest, and people freaked out about that. So when you don't play safe, these results can happen. Multi-goal losses can happen because you're not going to, if you give up the first goal or you have an injury like you did tonight, you're not just going to pack it in and protect a narrow loss. You're going to try to find a way to get forward and turn that around. Well, you didn't tonight. You absolutely didn't. And then the question is, once you get maybe three, because the second one and the third ones happen pretty quick succession. Once you get to that point, not that you should pack it in and protect a loss, no, but where was the response to show that you could get back into it? That was the question. That fourth goal that we played, that's a turnover that just, look, it can't happen. The chemistry wasn't there tonight, which is understandable. That group hadn't played together at all in preseason or in the regular season. They didn't find a way to overcome the lack of chemistry. Columbus did, and that's the issue here. Columbus had the same issues in terms of chemistry, in terms of missing people, in terms of missing important people. They found a way to overcome that and be dangerous. Atlanta United did not. So now you do have to, like we've talked about, take a few lessons out of it. But I want to see them get back to their game and controlling the play the way that they have in the first four games. And that's not always with the ball, but controlling the play against the team that, frankly, is very disruptive to allowing you to control the game in the New York Red Bulls. They were held to a draw in Charlotte. They're probably pretty happy with that on the road. They'd probably be pretty happy if they get a point in Atlanta next week. But Atlanta needs to show that they can deal with that pressure from the Red Bulls and not have some of the compounding mistakes that we saw tonight.
All right, back on Sports Radio 92.9, the game next Saturday, 7 o'clock, the Five Stripes Countdown, 7:30, the kickoff from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United and New York Red Bulls for the first of two meetings this year. Producer tonight was Dylan Matthews. For Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. Again, Atlanta United falls to Columbus Crew 6-1 on Star 94.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.